The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. Jimmy Butler went off. He hit three free throws with 58 seconds left, grabbed a huge rebound with 4 seconds to go, made a couple more free throws. He had 27 in his return from the pelvic injury. And the Warriors beat the Rockets 109-106 last night in a heated game four to take a 3-1 lead in that series. Van Vliet missed a three at the buzzer that would have tied it. The teams now go to Houston for game five of the best of seven on Wednesday night as the seven-seeded Dubs try to close out the two-seed Rockets on their home floor. But Zemski had 26. Curry finished with 17 in a wild ending. Buddy Hield hit a go-ahead three with about 3:30 left and scored 15 after getting into the starting lineup. Şengün scored with 40 seconds left for Houston to make it a one-point game. He had 31 and 10, while Van Vliet hit a tying three with a minute 20 left and scored 25 in the game for the Rockets. Of course, Butler was out with the pelvic contusion and glute muscle bruise, suffered on a hard fall near the basket when he was fouled by Amen Thompson early in game two. Last night, there were four technical fouls in the second quarter and a flagrant one in two separate tussles, one involving Curry and Draymond Green, Dylan Brooks. Of course, they're in the middle of it. With the game tied at 36, Curry dribbled down the sideline while Green put a hard screen on Thompson. Brooks fouled Curry, leveled him. He got up angry. There was some shoving and everything else. Curry received a tech for taunting Brooks, who also received a tech along with Green. Rookie Quentin Post of the Dubs and Jabari Smith flailed their arms at each other but avoided techs. Then with about 2:44 left in the quarter, tempers flared again. Green got a flagrant one for pushing Terry Eason's face to the ground, and Eason also got a tech. Green was dribbling when Eason went for a steal, and the ball got loose, and both players hit the floor trying to corral it. Green's left leg was on the Rocket forward's neck. Butler shot 7 for 12 in 40 minutes after he watched Curry overcome a slow start. Finished with 36. 9-7 in Golden State's 104-93 win Saturday night, but didn't have it going last night. But Butler did, and the Dubs win. Now they go to Houston, up 3-1, and they can finish off the young Rockets. Now, the other game might have been one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen. Donovan Mitchell scored 22. Hunter added 19. The Cavs led by as many as 60 in Miami before beating the Heat 138-83. They won by 55, for God's sakes. Ty Jerome had 18, Mobley had 17, Allen had 14, 12 rebounds, and 6 steals for the Cavs. Cleveland won the series by a combined 122 points, one more than the previous record for a series margin set by Denver over the New Orleans team in 09. Mitchell said, "We came out here with a goal in mind." The 55-point win was the fourth biggest playoff win ever. The record's 58, done twice. Minneapolis over St. Louis in 56 and Denver over New Orleans in 09. The Lakers beat Golden State by 56 in 1973. Jovic led the Heat with 24. It didn't matter. Bam had 13. Everyone was awful. Spoelstra said it was humbling. The series was very humbling. But Cleveland's also a very good team. They showed us why we weren't ready for that. Cleveland's going to play either Indy or Milwaukee in the semis of the East. The Pacers lead that series 3-1. Regardless of whether the Pacers or Bucks advance, game one of the series will be in Cleveland and not played until Saturday at the earliest. It's the third instance of the Heat being swept in a best of seven. The others against Chicago in 07, against Milwaukee in 21. Both of those in the first round, and both also ending on the Heat's home floor. It was over fast. Cleveland led 33-5. They led 43-14. I mean, it was ugly. It looked every bit like a 64-win team against a crappy team. They got schooled. I mean, it was ugly. It was the worst game I think I've ever seen in my life. All right, let's look at tonight. 6 o'clock on NBA TV. Can you imagine? Bucks and Pacers at the Fieldhouse in Indy. The Pacers are laying 7.5. They can wrap it up tonight. So can the Knicks. 7:30 on TNT. New York and Detroit at the Garden in the Big Apple. New York's laying 5.5. 8:30 on NBA TV. Magic and Celtics at the Garden in Boston. Celtics are laying 11.5. They can wrap it up. And then nightcap on TNT at 10 is the Clippers and Nuggets at the Ball Arena in the Mile High City. The Clippers are favored, laying 1.5 on the road. How about the Florida Panthers last night? Aaron Ekblad, the bad boy who got busted for PEDs, and Seth Jones. They scored third period goals 11 seconds apart. And the Panthers stormed from behind. They were down 2-1 to stun the Lightning 4-2 to take a 3-1. First round series lead. Lundell also scored. Verhaeghe added an empty netter. Bobrovsky stopped 18 shots. The Panthers had just 3 shots on goal in the third before Ekblad tied it with 3:47 left, sending the crowd into a frenzy. Jones found the back of the net shortly after that to go ahead and take the lead and erase the 2-goal deficit. The goals were the fastest by defensemen from the same team in Stanley Cup playoff history. Florida now has a chance to clinch the series Wednesday night in Tampa. Jones said from game one, you could feel the hatred in the locker room. You could feel the hatred on the ice. But it's most importantly about winning. The job's not finished. We got to go to Tampa and have a good game. Brandon Hagel left in the second period after taking a high hit from Ekblad. It was dirty. He made contact with his chin, with his elbow and forearm, and ripped his head off. Hagel went straight to the locker room. No penalty was called. He never came back. Lundell got the Panthers on the board at 9:06 of the second after Florida had sent many good looks, either wide or high, at Vasilevsky, who made 19 saves. Chaffee and Cernak responded for the Lightning with another pair of goals 11 seconds apart on that side to make it 2-1 Lightning heading into the third. Ekblad had a tying goal overturned. There was a Lightning challenge for offside, and they were right, and they waved the goal off. Paul Maurice said, of course, good for him. The first 9 goal was a heater, and you've seen that from him. The tying goal, some great patience, so good for him. Does a good job of getting up the ice and timing when to go in and take that chance. So he's an important part of what we do. Hagel, as I said, did not come back from that hit. The play last night got real nasty. And there was controversial hits in 3 straight games now in this series. After Hagel's hit in game 2, Tkachuk landed the hit on Gensel in game 3, and now this hit by Ekblad last night. So it was bad. Mikula was hit with a 5-minute major and a game misconduct early in the third for boarding one of the Lightning players, Gord Jensen's, who was on his knees. Hey now. It's getting tiresome answering questions about every single hit in every single game, Cooper said, the coach of the Lightning. Why are you asking me the question? If anyone in here has something to say, stand up and let me know. Of course, the Panthers were able to kill off that penalty, giving Florida the momentum it needed to mount the comeback and get it done in front of their fans in Sunrise near the Sawgrass and the P.F. Chang's over in the mall. Everybody loves eating there. How about the beatdown in Dallas? Wyatt Johnson scored the quickest goal ever to start a playoff game for the Stars. and they went on from there. Johnston scored 9 seconds into game five, and then he had another goal and an assist for the Stars in a 6-2 rout to take a 3-2 series lead on the Avs, and they did it all in Big D. Johnston said, "We did probably our best job generating chances, and it showed. Just a huge win." Peter DeBoer, the coach, said, "I'm not surprised by our response. We got a proud group." Of course, they had lost 4-0 in game four on the road 2 nights earlier in Denver. "The last game, we played a poor game," DeBoer said. "It happens. In a 7-game series, you're going to have a night where you're off, and we were off, and we owed it. And then we fixed it, and we responded." Rantanen, who played for the Avs, of course, and think about it. He was with the Avs in the playoffs the past 7 years, scored his first postseason goal with Dallas, had 2 assists for the Stars as they took the 3-2 series lead. Rantanen said, "We knew as the top guys we needed to step up a little bit and play a little bit better defensively and try to get on the score sheet a little more. They did it." Game six is Thursday night in Rado at the Ball Arena in the Mile High City, where the Stars can actually clinch their second round series. Last season, of course, that's where they did it last year. They got it done on the road in Denver, same place that they'll have a shot this Thursday night. After Lehkonen and MacKinnon scored 2.5 minutes apart for the Avs in the second period to get them to 3-2, Johnston scored on a power play that included a secondary assist from Rantanen. Marchman restored Dallas's 3-goal lead before the end of the second period when he deflected Petrovic's long slap shot past Blackwood. Mackenzie Blackwood just not getting it done last night. Dallas's Jake Ottinger stopped 27 shots. He did get it done. Blackwood, who allowed only 7 goals the first 4 games, gave up 5 on 18 shots before Wedgwood took over to start in net in the third. Wedgwood, who was Ottinger's backup the past 2 seasons, made 8 saves. Anyway, it was the first goal this postseason for Johnston and his 3rd multi-goal playoff game. The previous fastest goal to start a Stars playoff game was when Jeff Halpern scored 24 seconds into game 2 of the first round series against Vancouver in April of 2007. Johnston became just the 8th player in NHL history to score within the first 9 seconds of a playoff game. The record is still held by Don Kozak of the Kings, who scored 6 seconds into a game against Boston in 1977. So Rantanen's goal made it 3-0 early in the second on a break with Rupe Hintz, a 2-on-1, and he got it done. Hintz added an empty netter with 2:05 left. Guess who got the assist? Yeah, Rantanen. All right, let's look at tonight. A lot can happen. At 7 o'clock on ESPN at Scotiabank in Toronto, the Leafs can eliminate the Senators. Toronto's -$1.75. At 7:30 on TBS, the Devils and Canes in Raleigh. Canes can eliminate the Devils. Canes are -260. 9:30 on ESPN in San Antonio, make it a beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Wild and Knights on the Strip at T-Mobile. Vegas is -240. And then the Nightcap at 10 on TBS in la Lipstick City at the Crypt. It's the Kings and Oilers. Of course, this series is tied at 2. So is the Vegas Wild series. So no one's going to win those series tonight, but both teams that win are going to have a 3-2 edge. LA's -135 on home ice, where they usually don't lose, to be honest. All right, let's look at baseball from Monday. The Mets pounded the Nationals 19-5. How about your boy Brandon Nimmo? This guy had 9 RBIs in that game, including a grand slam. He went off. He also had a 2-run shot. He had 4 runs, 4 hits, 9 RBIs, 2 home runs. That is crazy. The Twins beat the Guardians in Cleveland 11-1. Spanked that ass. Orioles 4-3 over the Yankees at Camden. Sagano the winner. Reds 3-1 over the Cardinals in the Queen City. Martinez won his first start. He had lost 3, first game that he won. A's 2-1 over the Rangers at Globe. They get it done. Sears and Roebuck now 4-2. Astros 8-5 over the Tigers in H-Town. Hader got his 8th save. Braves 6-3 over the Rockies in Colorado. How about the Rockies? They're 4-24. The elder statesman with the win for the Bravos. And the Dodgers beat the Marlins in 10 innings. 7-6 at Dodger Stadium. All right, let's look at the schedule for Tuesday. All under the lights. Twins and Guardians at 6:10 at Progressive in Cleveland. Paddock and Bybee there. 6:35 Yankees and O's at Camden. Rodon against Gibson. 6:40 Pirates host the Cubs at PNC. Imanaga against Heaney. Heaney's been really good at 1.72 ERA. 6:40 Cards and Reds in Cincy. Mikolas against Singer. 6:45 Nats and Phillies at the bank. Tipper Gore against Zach Wheeler. 7:05 Royals and Rays at Steinbrenner. Lorenzen against Bradley. 7:07 Red Sox and Jays in Toronto. Don't call me Davy Crockett. Crochet against Francis. Ron Francis. 7:10 Diamondbacks and Mets at Citi Field. Rodriguez against Peterson. 7:40 Brewers and White Sox on the south side in the Windy City. Peralta and Wilson there. 8:05 A's and Rangers at Globe. Lopez against DeGrom. 8:10 Tigers and Astros in H-Town. Olsen and Gusto. 8:40 Braves and Rockies at Coors. Marquez for the Rockies. Nobody yet for Atlanta. 9:40 Angels and Mariners at T-Mobile in Seattle. Kokanowicz against Miller. Did you say Kokanowicz? No. 9:40 Giants and Padres at Petco. Logan spinning a web against Pavetta. And 10:10 Marlins and Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. Alcantara for the Marlins. Nobody yet for the Dodgers. That's all the baseball for a Tuesday. George Kittle signed a 4-year, $76 million extension with the 49ers. That's everything you need for a Tuesday. I'm live at 3 on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. And of course, we're on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid on there. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody loves it. Everybody's making money because we hit tons of plays. And we got killer shows on there and content, like Jim Florentine's comedy specials. We just dropped 6 new ones on there. Make sure you watch Profit Plays for all the mixed picks. They are amazing. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 today on C2C. Check out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.